Left off yesterday, we're discussing the case of Sveik Seik, and to what extent the fact that Sveik Seik of Zvakula is considered to be Midine Hachra, that really there is a tension, and push comes to shove, we rely on the fact that yes, one does not have to be Chayish for Sveik Seik, or do we assume that no, that indeed is Monea, the latest Asafik. Maybe one could argue that it's so far removed, so the Torah says under these conditions, one does not have to assume indeed that there's any basis of Issur, and maybe the difference would be whether anything more indeed is necessary. Maybe our sugya, what happens if this is a davar sheish lamatirin? And as a davar sheish lamatirin, that you know what, this is going to resolve itself. If this, so to speak, is considered to be that which is beneath the threshold of a leidas hasafek, the fact that it will resolve itself, will consider it even now in real time as though the issue was resolved, and therefore, even in a case of a davar sheish lamatirin, that would be mutter. And that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you're talking about a beitza which itself is considered to be a safek nolad, and then subsequently nis arva, in that instance, then there's no chumrah of davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore that indeed would be mutter lachadchil. And that was against the Mordechai Rabbeinu Simcha that says, no, if you can resolve that deal, so still, let's apply the principle of Acha Tochlan of Isser, Tochlan of Eter. So maybe indeed that depends on that issue. In the broadest issue, we start to discuss a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim when it comes to cases of Sveik Sveika. What responsibility do I have in a case of Sveik Sveika somehow to try to avoid the Safek, or at least to be Mevarim? We pointed out that this seems to be a very stunning, basic machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, Ksuvas, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that what exactly was the basis of the Takana of Besula Nisais, Leyom Haravi? What exactly are we concerned? Rashi just writes the following. The reason that the Chasun should take place then is because the next morning is the time of Yeshivas Bezdin, and therefore that, you know what, the husband will go to Bezdin, there will be a kol, and Shema Yavo Eden. Shem Yavoidim sounds like a very innocent statement, but it's not innocent at all. Shem Yavo Eden means we're talking about a case where the Baal would not be Neman, and the only basis of Isser is that Eden would come, and the Eden would indeed confirm that this is true. Why is that so significant? Because Tosus points out that case of Shem Yavo Eden, ooh, jumping forward, Ksuvas Daf Tes, that's a case of a Sveik Sveika, where all of a sudden the Baal has a Tainas Pesulin, Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi. In order to assume that she is Asur LaHabal, you have to have a combination of two factors. Number one, the when question. When indeed did this happen? If it happened before Erisin, therefore this is not an Eishes Ishezinsa. It had to have happened after Nisuin. And if you're dealing with the case of an Eishes Yisrael, there's a further question. Was this Ba'onis or was this Baratzon? So Rashi says that, you know what, Chazal set up a takana in order that Edom will come, and Edom are going to be able to shed light on this issue. Don't you see from the very basis of the takana itself that even though it's a sveik sveika, but the answer is tzarech levarer, and not only tzarech levarer, but Chazal were misaking the timing of the wedding in order to ensure that we can at least pursue, in order that we can have a birur process. What that will bring, we'll see, but that indeed was the takana. And Tosus disagrees, and Tosus writes, if that was the chash, that certainly would not be the case. The reason for the takana basulin nisayis and ravi is because of unusual cases. What happens if this girl is exceedingly young? She's p'chusa mibas gimoshanim. In that case, whatever happened to her definitely happened tachta, after erisin. There's only one suffix now. Was it ba'onis, or was it baratzon? Or let's assume the flip side. What happens if this is a kohen? So the onus ratzon question is not really relevant. In either case, she's asura alabal. The only question is the timing. Tosu says that really is the issue. In a case where there's only a single suffix, of course, one indeed has to be mevarer. But you're going to tell me the following. Besula nisi sam ravi is not only in a case of an ashes kohen. It's not only in a case of chusei bas gimoshanim. You know what the answer is? Of course, lo plug rabbanan. Lo plug rabbanan. But Rabbi Kager points out, that's a really unusual lo plug, where the problem only surfaces in a few percent of the time. And as a lo plug, wow, the lo plug means that as a lo plug, we're going to answer every case because of a miut, such lo plug usually works the opposite way. that the miut is nigger achar harov, not the rov is nigger achar hamiut. Rabbi Kevir points out, l'chora, that's what you'd have to say, according to Tosus Hashita. Rashi was assuming, apparently not, that if the only issue was the Eishes Kohen, or Pchusei Baskim Oshonim, so in that case, you would not have a low plug, and therefore the Takana must be based on a case of an Eishes Yisrael, and if that really is true, that means that it's a Sveik Sveika, but Birur indeed is necessary, and therefore there's a Takana, and the purpose of the Takana is Edim. Edim indeed would come. So this is a very heavy, heavy machlokes that to what extent Birur is necessary when you're faced with a case of a Sveik Sveika. And this is a very fundamental machlokes Rishonim. We pointed out that the Rashba Chun Daf Nun Gimel writes that the following, that a Sveik Sveika is only mutter if it's lo efsha lamod al borio, if there's no way to determine. But if you can be mevarer, of course, a person indeed is obligated to be mevarer. And this is a very significant machlokas Rishonim. The Raman Yerodein Siman Kuf Yud and Siftes writes that not necessarily. If all of a sudden Shkita is done, and you see that there is a superficial wound that an oaf has, there are two moving parts. Number one is, did that penetrate? Is that an internal blemish? And therefore, maybe the oaf was a treifa. But number two, even if you can determine, yes, you can say that, you know what, that it went all the way through to the lung. Yeah, but safek nechaim, safek lachashita. You still don't know the when issue. So do you have to be concerned, shemen nikra hareya? You can be mevarer, no? Just do an internal bedika and see if the internal organs are indeed intact. So that's what the Ramah writes, that ein lachush. You don't have to be mevar in such a case of a sveik sveika. And after Gon writes, that's the sheet of Tosus. That's the sheet of the Rush. I would say, that fits in very well with the Tosus in Ksuvis that writes that the shash of the takana is not a case of sveik sveika, because the sheet of Aliatosus is a sveik sveika, does not require birur. But that's a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. L'chora, that is this deun. To what extent do we assume it's midini hachra? To what extent do we assume that no, that's beneath the threshold? Indeed, it is monea, the leidas asafi. But that's an interesting and important chiddush. The Rash Bashita, this really isn't our sugya, but it gets a little more complicated because the Rash writes that when it comes to such a case of a sveik sveika, birur indeed is necessary. What about when it comes to a rov? The Rash writes elsewhere that in the case of a rov, ain't no tzarech levar. You know where that Rashi is found? You can take a look in the Kuntres Achron and Maseches Yevamos. In the three-volume Rashbas, it's in the very end, and it corresponds to the Sugin Yevamos and Daf Kuf Yutes. In the Kuntres Achron, corresponding to Daf Kuf Yutes, where the Rashba writes that there's a difference. Rov, no, and Sveik Sveika, yes. And what makes that more complicated is that's the known Shuvah Sarashba, right? Nechelek Aleph, Simen Tuf Aleph, that Sveik Sveika is Medinro. Sveik Sveika is Medinro. You know what a Sveik Sveika is? It means it's a miut. One Safek, I wouldn't say that that's a miut. You have to couple together multiple Sveikos. Sveik Sveika is Medinro, but again, Medinrov does not mean that it's identical. It means, obviously, they're connected. They're indeed connected. But you'll take a look, the first piece in Shiv Shmaitza, right? What exactly is the basis of Sveik Sveika? Is it really based on the concept of Rov? Maybe one could suggest, Shiv Shmaitza writes, that Rambam Shita that we discussed earlier, the Rambam writes, Hilchos Tumas Meis, no, Peretes Alochi Yabez, that Sveika Darais Lechumra, is only din Rabbanan, which means every Sveik Sveika is a Safek Rabbanan Lakula. Okay, wow. And now, so I'll ask you that question. Safek Rabbanan Lakula, does that require Birur, or does that require Birur? Can I say that B'makam Safek Lo Gozer B'Rabbanan, or B'makam Safek Lo Tziva B'Chachami, or can I argue that no? Again, that's Pushkam Tishav. Midini Hachra, indeed that is considered to be the case we referred to yesterday. And yesterday I mentioned quickly, five more makamos in terms of a sveik sveika in Hilchos Brachos. We know that b'makom safek, don't make a bracha. if the case is of a sfeik seika, and the rov tzaddim would allow you to make a bracha, do I still say be cautious, be careful? A bracha is not likuva, or do I argue that no, that really is considered to be beneath the threshold in and of itself? So these are all very relevant issues again to this question. Okay. Is it so obvious, though, that our case is considered to be one of sfeik seika? So this we discussed already. The Rashba points out that these are not comparable seikas. Here in our Gemara, one sfeik is simply the status of an egg. Is it or is it not a beitza shenoda? And the other is nisarva, the location of the egg. So what is its status and where is it located? Can you combine a what and a where? You know, if l'chor you're just dealing with percentages of rov, so to speak, maybe the muskel rishon would be is, look, who cares if it's this type of suffix, that type of suffix? The bottom line is, once I combine one suffix with another, it becomes less likely, much, much more remote, and therefore, does it really matter whether the nature of the suffix is this or the nature of the suffix is that? If all you're interested in doing is kind of just reducing, get beneath a certain threshold, where we say that, you know what, anything that is so unlikely, you don't have to reckon with. You don't have to consider, indeed, that is the truth. But that's what the Rashba writes in the Chiddush, that maybe this is not a genuine sfeik seika, safek echad begucho, safek echad bitarubos. Why would we say that it doesn't lend itself to tziruf? So he pointed out, Rabbi Peretz, and our Gemara writes a Chiddush, that Siruf of Sfeikos has to be Bechad Gavna, Bechav Gavna. In order for A to combine with B, they have to be similar. Almost what we discussed in terms of like a Gzera, the Gzera, as opposed to a trade Rabbanan. If they're two completely independent Sfeikos, that you know what, they don't merge. And therefore the problem of Safechecha Begufo, Safechecha Betaruvo, is that Lo Have Sfeika Mechad Gavna. That's the Lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz. And we pointed out the other possibility, the Ra'a, in the name of the Rihazakein, where he writes, it's not a matter of just whether it's Chad Gavna or Trey Gavna, but you know what? Typically, when you have a Safeg Echad Begufo, Safeg Echad Bitaruvo, the Sfeikos do not surface Bavas Achas. They're not simultaneous. Typically speaking, the Safeg Echad Begufo is first, and subsequently, there's a Safeg Echad Bitaruvos. That there is a lapse of time in between the two. It's not that you need identical sfeikos. And what the Rav points to is that case exactly we mentioned. Ksuvas tafeis. You know what? If you have that case, a basula niseis, and all of a sudden Pesach pasuach, one sfeik is how old was she? Another sfeik is whether it's ba'ones or baratza. No? Those are identical sfeikos. What happened and when it happened? A what and a when? A what and a when are two completely... Why in the world do they combine? So you know what they're all right? The reason a what and a when can combine. What happened and when did it happen? No? What right do you have to combine? You know what the answer is? Because they're chal b'vas achas. No? All of a sudden, Pesach Pesuach, they're two moving parts. It's not that I'll resolve A and then I'll move on to B. No, they're... simultaneous. So that's the Chiddush, wow, that there are Arayis, then the Rihaz, okay? That if they're simultaneous, that's considered to be a sfeik sfeika. Forget about the Lundus, whether it's Trey Rube, that they're similar sfeikos. You can have very different sfeikos. When did this Maisabi occur, and what was the circumstance of the Maisabi? But if they're Chaba Vasachas, that's certainly true. And the problem, typically, of Safegecha Begufo, Safegecha Bitaruvos, is that typically they're not bevas achas. For example, you have a case here of a beitza safek and subsequently nisarva. So you know what happens? So the language they're all used, the riazokin, is in such a case, ech matir, how all of a sudden can you be matir? When you sveik sveikar, kvar asrasa. We already resolved the first issue. When do you assume that the resolution is chos of an air? A person has a suffix, and the psak is sfeika d'araisa b'chumra, and all of a sudden, you know what? In the course of time, there's another suffix. Oh, does that mean now I double back, and everything is considered to be a sfeik sfeika? Or do I assume that, what do you mean? We already resolved that issue. We addressed the issue. If it's chalba vasachas, you're forced to address the sfeik sfeika simultaneously. Oh, that I can say is lakula. But if you have a single safek, and you're going to assume, you know what? The psak is lachumra. Guess what? The psak is lachumra. And now you move forward. That's a fascinating issue. And the nafkamina would be, this is the very first os in the shach. The shach in Yeradeya Simen Kufiud. That's the simen of Sfeik Sfeika. In Sipkatin Samach Gimel, the shach has the klole Sfeik Sfeika. And the first klal there in Sipkatin Samach Gimel in the shach is exactly this issue. What happens if you have like a Sfeik Echa Begufo, Sfeik Echa Betaruvos, where the latest Asafi is considered to be the Vasachas? You know what? I walk into a pen and I see that there is an egg mixed together with other eggs. And now it's a question of, is it batel? Is it not batel? Oh, you know what? That it turns out that the hen was a treifa. So, b'shas leida sasafek, no de betaruvos. All of a sudden, no, you're faced with two sfeikos simultaneously. Beitzim get mixed, intermingled together, and the achar kach noda that, you know what, ooh, it was a sefek treifa. I already have a taruvos, and all of a sudden, you know what, simultaneously I'm faced with a taruvos of a sefek treifa. So is it the timing issue, or is it the nature of the sefekos? And you know, the shach writes, that's a significant machlokas, mechaber and ramah. The Darke Moshe assumes lachumra, and the Beis Yosef assumes lakula, because after all, Beis Yosef assumes it's chaba vasachas, so therefore that's considered to be sufficient. Well, an important chiddush. Mashenki and Darke Moshe assumes that that would not be the case. Each one is viewed independently. So this lachora is an extension of our issue in terms of the hachra, indeed, that's necessary when it comes to such cases of So our Gemara now tells you the following, that you know what? You have a Beitza, Sveik Asura. Why exactly is a Sveik Asura? Our Gemara suggests the following, a son of Sufik Treifa. Because we're talking about a Beitza Treifa. And if it's a Sufik, that's Mamash, a Sveik of the Reis of the Gomra. A Beitza Treifa is a Sura min HaTorah. Yotzi min Asura is Asura. We discussed the Chazor, the earlier Shurim. What about Yotzi min HaMukza? But yotzim in a treifa, basayana, yotzim in a treifa. If something is an egg of a min tamei, of course, it's tamei. If it's a treifa, so therefore, beitzah treifa is considered to be asura. The difficulty is the following, that yeah, but how do you continue to read the braisa? So I understand that if it's a treifa, it's fake asura. Yeah, but the braisa says that nisarva kulan asuros. Why should that be? After all, if that really is the case, that should be subject to the normal dine bito, the normal dine bito. And it should be batel b'rov. Why do you say that in this arva, kulon kulon asuravos? So the Gemara says the following, you know what? Nothing to do with derivation material. The reason you have kulon asuravos is because of the following. There's something unusual about a beitza. A beitza is considered to be a davar chashuv. And a davar chashuv is not subject to bito. Well, the whole yisod of bittul is that I view something in combination. I don't view it independently, but I view it bichlal hataruvos. Is that really true when it comes to everything? No. There are certain things that the Torah insists that I view it independently. I don't view it holistically. And therefore, if something is a davar chashuv, so therefore, davar chashuv is lo batel. And therefore, a beitz is considered to be a davar chashuv. Gemara says, is that really true? That a beitz is considered to be the rechashuv? The Gemara continues, Dalam and Avin tells us the following, that hai tana litra kitzios. You know what? Yes, there is such a tana. Because there is the tana, right, that anytime you have a davar shebeminyan, that is considered to be the rechashuv. That which, typically speaking, is reckoned as a whole in combination, fine. But a davar shebeminyan, a davar shemini means that you have to view things individually. And therefore, that is sufficient to label something as a davar chashuv. Okay, so that really is true. Maybe that's the braisa. So you're dealing with the safek treifa, safek adraisa lachumra. And nisar vakun asuros, because a beitz is considered to be that which is a davar chashuv, and a davar chashuv is not considered to be batel. Oh, and that is the tana of litkra dekatsios. Well, if you have something which is a davar shebeminyan, not subject to bittul, at all. Very unclear where this principle comes from. Maybe very mistaber, maybe just a svar of shuta. In the sense, the whole assumption of bittul means that something is viewed bitaruvos. And there are certain things that are not viewed bitaruvos, whether it's es, whether it's kol, whether it's minyan, or whatever the factor is. Dark alemanos. Whatever you're going to put in that category, it means there's something that is viewed individually, and therefore, by essence, by definition, it is not subject to bittul. Not subject to bittul. Okay? And therefore, poshub shat, again, certainly in our sugya, that this is a din d'rabbanon, beisash treifas and a sedaraisa. Okay? But the fact that it's not subject to bittul, yeah, that's considered to be a davar chashuv. And when the Gemara says that, you know what, the davar shemini is not subject to bittul, enochinami, we're dealing with that which is only a din d'rabbanon. Rashi even points out, like the discusses, Gilman and Beis, that after all, the whole Tana is liter dixios. We're talking about the following, trumos, maestros of figs, no? Rashi writes, that's not a din d'rabbanon altogether, no? We're talking about trumos peros. Trumas peros is only a din d'rabbanon altogether, no? When the Gemara says, oh, the whole Tana, right, of liter dixios, we're talking about an isser d'rabbanon, no? After all, because you're only chayv and trumas ha-maisros if it's dagon tirosh v'yitzar. That's Rashi. Oh, that's the Rashi in Kedushin, the very beginning of Masechta. No? Esrog shavu l'ilon, no? So we're talking about here peros, enochinami. So we're talking about a problem of truma d'rabbanon. We're talking about a cloud d'rabbanon that a davar chashuv is not batel. What is unclear is there, what is the basis? Is there any makar, right, for this notion that a davar chashuv is not batel? You know, in terms of svaras mentioned, yeah, maybe it means it's not bichlal hataruvos. But where indeed do you see that this is true? Where do you see this is true? Because Tosas points out that this yisod of davar shebeminyan is only a din d'rabbanan. I wanted you to take a look at that sugya of Metzian, the Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara is discussing Maisa Behim. So typically speaking, of course, you will count out the animals, Tachas HaShavet, and Asiri Yehakodesh. Imagine you're doing the following, that you know what? The animals are passing through as they're counted, and all of a sudden, Kafatz Echad Min HaMinuyin L'Salcha. All of a sudden, an animal that was counted somehow finds its way back into the original pen of the animals that were not yet counted. Well, the Gemara tells us the Chiddush, though, that you know what? That animal already went tachas hashevet, and therefore, if it re-enters the corral, it exempts the whole corral. Wow. And therefore, in such a case, Kulan Turin, because in that group of animals there was an animal already that was be counted, and therefore they're no longer a candidate for Maiser Behema. So Tosus asks, from Metzia Davav Mabei is the tema, Libotel Beru. Why not assume very, very simply that there should be Bittel? You have a whole gathering of animals, you have one animal that was indeed exempted. But what do you mean? There's bittul barov. So therefore, why do we assume that poter? What do you mean? We should just ignore that animal, and there should be an absolute chiyum, because most of the animals in that deer in that corral are chayiv and candidates for maaser behema. Oh, so Tosus now tells you, you know what? I'm going to tell you what you cannot answer. So Tosus cites our Gemara. Don't answer that, what do you mean? That this is a davar shebeminyan. That animals are considered to be a davar chashuv. And if that really is true, we don't have the Tobarov. So very, very simply, why not say that Machmas Chashivusa, that the animal is not considered Tibatel, and therefore, that's why, that there's no longer a Chiyuval, Maisa, that's what Tosfos writes. That you cannot say, because this whole sugi is only a dinder rabbanan. A davar shibiminyan, not being batel, is a dinder rabbanan. Which you mean midaraisa, there is bittel. Which you mean daraisa, you're chayiv and maaser behema. So if midaraisa, you're chayiv and maaser behema, why in the world would we say that midrabbanan, no? Why would we say indeed that that's true? Oh, so Tosa says, let me give you another clue. Well, there's a concept of tavua. When something is called a parish, meruba parish, that's true, hochanacharo. But if something is kavua, the suffix is bim komome. Kol kavua is kemech zamech tzedami. Tosa says, no, that's not good as well. No, because after all, kol kavua only applies in a case where the iser is nikar, bimakom kavua. It means that, you know what, that in its place, the object is nikar, it's nikar. Here, it is not nikar whatsoever. You cannot distinguish between, right, one as opposed to another. That is not the halacha of kol kavua. Okay, so Tosa says you can't apply Daruch Hashem. You can't apply kavua. Oh, Tosa says, why don't you apply, I mentioned yesterday, there's a concept of a birya. Something that is an independent entity. You know what? That has unique status as well. A birya is not subject to bittul. A birya, we discussed yesterday, is not subject to the shir of a kazayis. When it comes to machalos asuros, maybe when it comes to bracha, the tosos and brachos on daf lamed ches. No. So tosos says the concept of birya does not just simply mean a whole entity. It means a whole entity. Shenolad iser imo. No, that's what it was. Mitchilas briaso. A sheretz is a birya. Sheretz is a birya. A numel is a birya. Here, you're dealing with an animal that maybe since it was already part of the count of mice, it's exempt from mice of ema. That's not a birya. A birya means that from its very foundation, from its very inception, it had this particular status. Well, so Tosa says, maybe one could say the following. When the animal jumped back to the corral, guess what? There was only one animal in the pen. So maybe you didn't have a rove, no? The animal that jumped back, there are two animals there. So if there are two animals there, you can't say halacha nachmaro. Tosa says, that doesn't work either, no? Because after all, Lashon HaGemara is kafatz echad min haminuyin l'socham, no? This animal joins them. Them means you're dealing with numerous animals where clearly you have a rove. So Tosus is troubled. No, Tosus leaves us a tzarechiyam. That why should one assume that there's no bittul? And if there is bittul, it means you're starting from scratch again. Of course, there should be a chiyuv of ma'isebein. So the Tosus are being the parents. And the Tosus Arosh, Dermasal Kafas, writes the following. That enochinami midaraisa, that's true, but midrabanan, that a behemah is considered to be a davar chashuv, and midrabanan not subject to bittul, and once the chum declare that midrabanan is not subject to bittul, so therefore you can't ignore the fact that within the pen there is an animal that was exempt from maaser behemah, and you're going to tell me, wait a second, if indeed midaraisa. That there is bittul, and that means you're chayiv in ma'aser behema, and you're gargi because of the chumrid rabbanon that it's not batel, you're exempt from ma'aser behema. Whoa! Well, we discussed in that mochamos, no? Misach medav zayin. So the chumrid rabbanon ends up now being a kula. Mid rabbanon, we're going to label it as a davar chashuv, and now it's not subject to bittul, and therefore you're exempt. Normally, not subject to bittul means there's a problem. Here you're going to say it's not subject to bittul, and the kula, you're going to be exempt. How can that be? Sachidish, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Tosfos Arosh writes that maybe that's true. After all, yesh kor, yad chachamim, lakar davar min haTorah. When the chachamim go ahead and make this declaration that something is not subject to bittul, you know what? That's it. You know? There's no bittul. Typically, that would be a chumrah. If you can construct a case that it's a kula, so be it. So be it. In my sumeim, it's a kula. I midarais yir chayiv. Yeah, but once the chamim instituted the gzeira the rabbanon, it's chal ben la kula, ben la chumra, even if it ends up being an akiras dev minatav. That's the chiddush made of Paris, the chiddush of the Tosas Arash. The Ritzva writes on the next Talmud, and the Zayin, and Aleph. Wait a second. The koach of akiras dev minatav is a very limited, a very specialized koach. A very specialized koach. It is not carte blanche for the chachamim to go ahead and to tell you, you know what? Just forget about dinim daris. Forget about dinim daris. How in the world? How in the world can that possibly be? The Gemara never quotes a makar for akiras dev min haTorah. The Gemara never quotes a makar. But take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam writes, and in Perek Beis Halachatet, the Rambam writes the following, that you know what? I'll give you a pasuk and I'll give you a svara. You know? The Rambam says, you know what my svara is? Kishem shaharofe chote ever echad. You know what? Sometimes, unfortunately, a doctor has to amputate a limb to save a body. So the chachamim also have to do so. In an ideal world, why would you have an akira sof min haTorah? But if the reality is that in the course of fulfilling a mitzvah can lead to an avera chamura, you have to weigh and measure. The chachamim have a right to say, you know what? It is worth refraining from the mitzvah of shofar to safeguard Shabbos. Just like a doctor, Rachman Leslan, amputates a limb to save a body. And then the Rambam writes such a chiddush. The Rambam quotes Rav Shimon Asya, Yumadav Pehe, V'sham L'Baneyas L'Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos is Lassos. And the flip side is also true. Just like observing Shabbos, preserve Shabbos, sometimes Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Asabi. Chalel Shabbos Achas. Oh, that's such a chiddush of the Rambam. No? Chalel Shabbos Achas. Kedei Shishma Shabbos Asabi. That's the source of Akira Sef Min haTorah. The Rambam does not make up that drasha. That's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Peyei. But you know what? The drasha is not about Akira Sef Min haTorah. The drasha is about Pikuach Nefesh being Doch Yisurim. How do you know Pikuach Nefesh is Doch Yisur? The Gemara has many different makoros. One of them is Rav Shimon Asya. Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Asarbe. Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Asarbe. Wow. You know what? It's worth being Machalel Shabbos to save a life. Chalel Shabbos Achas, because that will safeguard, that will ensure. Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishma Shabbos Asarbe. It's pretty heavy, no? We're used to the drush of Shmuel, no? B'chai b'hem v'lo shemus b'hem. B'chai b'hem v'lo shemus b'hem. You know what the Gemara says? There's an advantage of Shmuel's drush. B'chai b'hem v'lo shemus b'hem. Because not only is pikuach nefesh doch Shabbos, but even safek pikuach nefesh is doch Shabbos. Even Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Doch HaShemes. How do you know Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Doch HaShemes? How do you know? The Gemara says, if it's Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmor, maybe that's only Vada. Not necessarily in the case of Safik. But if you have a Pasuk of V'chai Bahem, that means absolute Chiyus, nothing short of absolute, that's even Safik as well. So, you know, you leave the Gemara, you and Pehema Beis, Pevavim and Allah, and I ask you, how do Pikuach Nefesh is Doch Yisurim? You know what the answer is? V'chai b'hem. V'lo shemos b'hem. And yet, it is stunning, I think for separate shir, that many Rishonim still quote Rav Shimon Asya. Chalav Shabbos Achas, Kishma Shabbos Asarbe. You know what the Netziv points out in Shultas, Shulta Aleph. The Gemara never rejects Rav Shimon Asya. The Gemara just says is that you need the drush of Shmuel to tell you suffix. To tell you suffix. Not Rav Shimon Asya's klal is true. Chalal Shabbos Achas. The Gemara just simply says that it's not sufficient. It's not enough. Because based on that, you wouldn't know the case of Safek. So you have to come on to, you have to come on to Shmuel. You have to come on to Shmuel. You know, I would ask the flip side. Okay, but once you have Shmuel, Pikuach Nefesh is Dolcha Shabbos. Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Dolcha Shabbos. So what do you need Rav Shimon Asiyah for, no? Rav Shimon Asiyah is not sufficient, because that's how he suffered. So you need Shmuel. Okay, I have Shmuel. Baruch Hashem, no? V'chai v'ayim. V'lo Shemos v'm Safek. So Pikuach Nefesh is Dolcha Shabbos. Safek is Dolcha Shabbos. So is there anything I derive from Rav Shimon Asiyah? Chalo Shabbos Achas Kishva Shal Harvei. That's something to think about. Is there any Chiddush Rav Shimon Asiyah? So another share I'll tell you, 10 afkaminas, no? But one afkamin I'll tell you. No? An unbelievable Rabban. You know what? A woman is expecting, and the Vlad is in distress. The Vlad is in distress. Wow. A sakana subar. Sakana subar. The doctors will say there's no sakana to the mother. But the Vlad is in distress. Can it be Chamechal on Shabbos to save the Uber? You know what the Ramban writes? Unbelievable, no? Ramban in Torah Sadam. If I only had V'chai Bahim, maybe that only applies to a Bar Kayama. V'chai. But now that I have Chalal Shabbos Achas Kedei Shir Shabbos Asarbe, you can be Machal of Shabbos Daraisa even for an Uber. Each one tells you a Chiddush. Rav Shimon Asiyah will tell you even an Uber. And Shmuel says, ooh, even a Safek. And now I'll tell you the following. Ready for this? Ooh, take a look in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simin Shinvav. What happens if the doctor says there's a Safek Sakana for an Uber? Safek Sakana for an Uber. I only know Safek because of Achai. I only know Uber because of Kedishish Vasos Arbe. So Shulchan Aruch Rav writes the magnificent Kiddush. Yeah, but once you have both drashos, Bazev Limin Elzeh, and if you Mechal Shabbos for Safek Sakana of Uber. No? That's pretty heavy, no? Shulchan Aruch Rav, Simin Shinvav. You know what I would tell you? That's one after me. I'll tell you another. The Rambam. Akira Sev Menator. Akira Sev Menator. There's nothing to do with V'chai Bahem. But Chalal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe, is the source of Akira Sev Menator. Source of Akira Sev Menator. Wow. So the Ritzvah now is bothered by the following, with this fancy introduction. Now the Ritzvah is bothered by the following. Whoa. Akira Sev Menator is only Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe. No? Akira Sev Menator is only, you know, I ask a doctor, what's your specialty? He tells you amputation. No? He says, are you nuts? No? A doctor will tell you, you know what, Rachmana Litzlan, in my career, there's certain times I had to amputate to save a life. That's a mitzvah rabbah. No. It has to be Lamigda Milsa. Lamigda Milsa. It has to be Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe. So the Ritva writes, every case of Akiras Dav Min HaTorah must be Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe. So you know, if the Chachamim say, we're afraid, if you're tokei b'shofar, you may come to carry, that's Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe. You're going to be known to live in Esther, you may come to carry, that's Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe. What in the world here? No, what in the world here, the Ritva says, no? Midaraisa, Balei Chaim are batel, which means that all these animals are chayivin ma'aser b'bahima. You're going to tell me midrabanan it's not batel, and if it's not batel, that means they're exempted from the din drabanan is exempting you from mitzvah kiras matar, and that's Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Asarbe. That's the migdar milsa. How in the world is that considered to be a the Migdar Milsa? How in the world is that considered to be the Migdar Milsa? That there's a tshuva that the Ragachever has, you know, maybe Kedarka Bakodesh. The Ragachever was so original. The Ragachever, Halacha Lamaisa, used to put on tefillin on Yom Tov Shein Shagolios. Well, because Look, we have a chumra of observing the second day of Yom Tov, no? Okay, Merga Vaseini Bedeinu. You're not going to put on tefillin. You're not going to tefillin to mitzvah daraisa. How do you not put on tefillin? No? How exactly does that work? What are you going to tell me? Oh, it's an Akira Sefer Min HaTorah. When the Chum declared this is a Yantif, that means a Chumrah, but there could be a Tzad Kula, no tefillin. Yeah, but the Ragavcher points out that it has to be L'Migdar Milsa. It has to be L'Migdar. What's the Migdar Milsa? What's the Migdar Milsa? Oh, so I'll tell you like the following svara, no? You know what? If a person puts on tefillin on Yantif Sheni, you know what's going to end up happening? He's going to start treating Yantif Sheni like home. This is a real Yantif. I don't put tefillin on Yantif. I don't put tefillin on Shabbos. I'm putting tefillin on now. You know what I see? This is just like, you know, I'm in a gechumra. And I'm going to be mezalzel Yantif Sheni. I mean, mezalzel, just like we discussed Shabbos Chaf Gimel, you make a bracha on Yantif Sheni. You don't make a bracha, you're going to end up being mezalzel. Yeah, but the Migdar Milsa has to be a din daraisa, no? If you do the mitzvah, you're going to come to violate. What are you going to come to violate din daraisa? Let's say worst case scenario, no? A person goes ahead and he puts on to Yantif Sheni, and he has the mindset now it's really not that chamer, and he'll be mezalzel on Yantif Sheni. That's Kedesh Shishma Shavos Asarvim. You mean the left being Mazal's Yantif Rishon? He's going to put on Yantif Sheni, he's not going to take Yantif seriously at all. He didn't put on to Yantif Rishon. He put on to Yantif Sheni. No, he's going to, you know, it's unusual. Can it be, we're going to get to Dalim Abayz, not so long. How come we don't make Kavdalin between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni? No? If Yantif Sheni is not really Yantif, Yantif Sheni, but Yantif Rishon is real, I should have to make Kavdalin. So the Gemara is going to say, Harav Asim Avdil. Wow. There were Amorim that made Havdalah. Between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni, we don't. Why not? Oh, you're going to make Havdalah? You make Havdalah, you're going to start to do Malacha. Start to do Malacha. So we don't make Havdalah. But that also is a Chiddush, no? So we're going to see Dal Rabbeis, we'll have to see the Rishonim, no? Is Havdalah and Yantif Daraisa? If Havdalah Yantif is only a din d'rabbanan, okay, Imamru v'Imamru. But there's a real chiv of Havdalah d'araisa. It's a real chiddush because I'm machmir to observe a second day of Yantif. Mirgam v'Shim v'Deinu, I'm not going to make Havdalah. So you'll tell me, well, of course you're making Havdalah. You're going to make Havdalah tomorrow night, no? I'll ask you a pretty heavy question. Since when do you have the license to make Havdalah the next night? What are you going to tell me? What do you mean? You can make Havdalah until Tuesday Shkia. You know what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, because you know what? The coming week is divided into two halves, no? The first half of the week, for 3 days, it's still the residual effect of the previous Shabbos. Is any of that true when it comes to Yantif? Person doesn't make Havdalah Seyantif. He has 3 days to make Havdalah. Guess what? We paskin, certainly not, no? We assume on Yantif, you can only make Havdalah on Motzei Yantif, or Yom HaLech Achar Laila, or the next day until Shkia. You don't have beyond Shkia the next day to make Havdalah. Because in Yantif, there's no halacha that the days that follow, that's Rabbi Kveger, Mefurish, no? Based on the Rosh. That on Shabbos, there's something about the coming week that, this morning we said, Kabbalah Shabbos, L'chun Ranana. No, there's a shift in the week. But that's not true when it comes to Yantif. So on Yantif, the window of time of Havdalah is pretty limited. Shmir Shabbos quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's Motzei Rosh Hashanah. You didn't make Havdalah. Oh, make it today. Today's Som Gedalia. No, make it tonight. Tonight's too late. You know what? Make Havdalah and some Gedalia and give it to a katan to drink. No? That's from Shabbos, right? So you don't have 3 days when it comes to a Motzei Yantif. That's really stunning. It's a day. So why don't we make Havdalah? Again, we're going to have to discuss Of course, you want to be machmer on the second day of Yontif, but you can be machmer on the second day at the expense of mitzvahs, at the expense of mitzvahs. So that's what the Ritva writes here. You have a mitzvah meiser behema. You want to be machmer that there's no bittel. Yeah, but that's going to be a cool exempting you from meiser behema. You can't work that way. You can't, and therefore, how can you argue that? Oh, since the Chachamim said that davar choshev is not batel, so therefore. Therefore, we're good. Why indeed would that be? So the Ritva writes the Stani Chiddush. We'll have to learn more. But the Ritva writes the following. No. There is bit. Oh, if there is bit, you're chayv in Ma'aser Behema. No, you're not chayv in Ma'aser Behema. Because when it comes to Ma'aser Behema, the Pasuk says, no, v'yikra chavzayin, lamed beis, ha'asiri yakodesh. And that very sugya, asiri vadai velo asiri safik. Ma'aser behema has to be betoras vadai, not betoras safik. Vadai, not betoras safik. Ritva writes the following chiddush: even though midaraisa there's bittel, but bittel does not mean vadai. Bittel does not mean every single animal that pen is absolutely chayiv in. Ma'aser behema. It means the vast majority is, but there's an animal that's not. And to go ahead and now be mafresh ma'aser behema, it's not really asiri vadai. It remains asiri safek. Even though there's bito, adayin ha'basafek omeis. No? Ooh, that's a pretty heavy chiddush. Heavy chiddush of the Ritva. Asiri has to be b'toras vadei. Poshub shad unique halacha when it comes to ma'aser behema. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said that he was present when the Dvar Avram said a chiddush. It's printed in Dvar Avram. The Baal Amora's father. We have a Sveika D'Yoma. So when it comes to a Sveika D'Yoma. Maybe this, maybe that. So the Baal Mor is bothered. Why don't we do the same thing when it comes to Sfiras Omer? That's the last Baal Mor in the Sefer Tzvi. No? You have a Sveika D'Yoma. So you know what? So why not say, today is the second day of Omer, today's the third day of Omer. Today's the third day of Omer, today's the fourth. Like we do when it comes to Karbanos and Musaf. No? We kind of double up. So double up the counting. We don't do that. The Baal Mor is bothered. So Rav Ram said a great Kiddush, that this halacha of Asiri Vadai, lo Asiri Safek, is not unique to Ma'aser Behema, but it's true of counting. Counting, a minion has to be exact. A minion cannot be, you know, I'm going to count, and I'm going to say, you know what, today is maybe the third, maybe the fourth. Is that really called Sfira? Wow. Not just a halach in Asiri Vada, a separate halach in Ma'aser Behema. But maybe this is true when it comes to Minyan. Minyan b'chol tarakula. And that's why there's no Sfira Somer but the Sveika D'Yoma. Rav Soloveitchik said, you know what? It's against that Baal Amor. Because take a look carefully at the Baal Amor. Carefully. You know what the Baal Amor's kasha is? The very end of Maseches Pesachim. Take a look. We observe a second day of Yontif because of Minhag HaBoseinu Bi'adeinu. Based on our days. You know what the Baal Amor's kasha is? Why don't we do the same thing because of Minhag HaBoseinu Bi'adeinu? You know what the Baal Amor's answer is? It's because we're going to be Mach, Minhag HaBoseinu Bi'adeinu. What are you going to do on the last day? You're going to say today is Shavuos and today is Chol. Today is Shavuos and today is the 49th day of the Omer. You're going to mezalzel the Yontif of Shavuos. So therefore we don't do so. But you know what's clear from the kasha of the Baal Amor? You know what the Baal Amor's kasha is? How come we, Minhag HaBoseinu Bi'adeinu, do not have a dual count? But you know what's mefurish in the Baal Amor? When they really had a Sveika D'Yoma, they used to count either 4 or 5. Either 6 or 7. The Baal Amor's kasha is, why don't we do that today? Because the Minhag HaBoseinu Bi'adeinu. it's clear, as Leitch pointed out, that for years, when they really had a Sveika Dioma, that's exactly what they did. They used to count, it is either this day or that day. You can have a Sveika Dioma. What are you going to do? You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. You're going to count Misafek. And counting Misafek is legitimate. The Baal HaMoor writes, so why don't we do that? Even though we don't have a Safek, let's count Misafek as they did. You know what the answer is? We're going to count because of a minhag. It's going to be mazalz of the Yantif of Shuas, and therefore we don't. Well. But when it comes to Maisa Behema, Vada, Siri Vada, below Asiri Safek. Well, so therefore that's the Kiddush of interesting possibility. I'll tell you a fascinating possibility. Admittedly, I don't think you'll find this in the Rishonim. But I did put the Maamar Kabbalah, the Tshuva in the Sholem Eishim. You know, he quotes the name of the Chedush Yarim. Interesting, right? Okay. But our Gemara says the Dabar Shebeminyan is not but. We have a problem. What's the source of it? Tell us, the whole thing's a dindarabbanan. But, you know, we're always so used to that, you know, every dindarabbanan is kein d'areis, no? Every dindarabbanan is kein d'areis. What is the kein d'areis of a dover shebeminyan is not but? Is there any model that's true? That now I can argue the Chachamim expanded. They expanded that concept. So you know what the Tshuva Shalom Eishiv writes? Of course there's an example of a Dover Shebeminyan Midaraisa. You know what a Dover Shebeminyan Midaraisa is? Maaser Behema. Where the Torah says that there's a minyan. What makes a Beitza into a Dover Shebeminyan? You know what the answer is? Convention. Because we in society, you know, we buy eggs by number. You know, we buy a dozen eggs. We don't just buy a lot of eggs. Okay, you know, is that really a Dover Shebeminyan? You know, maybe in other places that's not true. That's a din d'rabbanan, that we label something as a Dover Shebeminyan. But if you're really to have something the Torah says is mamish a Dover Shebeminyan, you have to count 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that is a case midaraisa of the rechashu, which is not batal. And therefore, you know what the Shulam Eishiv says? Number one, that's mamish the kein daraisa, a davar shemini nafil dafa batal. Good. Number two, that's exactly what we see daf of days. Kafas somadir. Tosas midaraisa is batal. No. A davar shebeminyan midaraisa is not batal. If it's a minyan daraisa, and that really is considered to be a minyan daraisa. Because the mitzvah is Asiriya Kodesh. That's a fascinating Kiddush. What I want you to see is that Ramban, this is against Osus. Ramban has a yesod, no, this is it's good for our egos, no? That B'nei Adam are not Batim. And Adam is not Batim. Adam is not Batim, no? Wow. Yeah, that's that Ramban. Take a look at that run. Get enough lamed, enough erev. No? We can argue midrabanan, what is it ever chashuv, what is not. One thing is clear. Right? Each one of us is it ever chashuv. And that's a din d'arais, that indeed there's no bit. But Tosus is very bothered that you go ahead and you tell the shliach, no, that's it, you know, say be kadesh isha, and you don't specify who the woman is, and the shliach dies. So, wow. So anyone who you marry, whoa, you know, maybe that woman's forbidden to you. Maybe this is the sister of the person who the shliach married on your behalf. Because shliach also vision. So Tosfos says the following. Hol chinach harov, and that whole thing is only a knas drabon. So take a look at the Ramban. No, there's no bitul midarais. There's no bitul midarais. A human being is not about it. No, maybe that's a stunning makar, right, for the case of Adam Rachash. Okay.